U.S. greater than, weak, vain and incompetent, student group condemns VC Abdul Rahim for lack of response, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz Weak, Vain and Incompetent, student group condemns VC Abdul Rahim for lack of response news. Ophiuchus? No, NASA did not assign a 13th constellation to the zodiac signs. Breaking, PM Mahidin to make live announcement today at 4 PM. Majin unemployment rate reached all-time high in May 2020, how's the government helping? Weak, vain and incompetent, student group condemns VC Abdul Rahim for lack of response. Three new COVID-19 clusters detected in Malaysia including one at a Brickfields restaurant. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Mashiach didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word Kelling. Meet Siaza, the Majin designer who turns old broken furniture into luxurious pieces. Meet Izati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. People features lifestyle, a wizard, Pandora just released 6 new charms Malaysian Potterheads will absolutely love. Get ready for the Pokemon multiplayer game coming soon to iOS and Android. You can get up to 10% off iPad or Macs in Mashiach and you don't even need to be a student. These Doraemon-inspired Nike SB Dunk High will soon be hitting stores. Ubisoft's new game has a Malaysian character from Pekan, Pahang. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. There's actually a Syed Siddiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Feeling lonely? This Japanese company offers fake friends just for your Instagram. Creator of the smiley face only got paid $45 and never received royalty. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Galap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Shepherd plays Who's Most Malaysian. The New Norm, How Malaysians Enjoy Ice Cream with Friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A student group known as University of Malaya Association of New Youth, UMANY, recently made a post to call for their vice-chancellor, Abdul Rahim's resignation for the incompetent response taken by the university's management against a lecturer who sexually harassed numerous students. Vice-Chancellor Datuk Ir Dr. Abdul Rahim Hashim, picked by Ismail Che Rus from the Malaysian Reserve. In the post, Abdul Rahim was called weak, vain and incompetent, if not a hypocrite. For the lack of action taken towards addressing the situation, the student group cited Abdul Rahim's statement saying that the management has already taken action against the unnamed sexual perpetrator who was exposed after the victim lodged a police report yesterday, the 16th of July. But the information regarding the penalty imposed on the lecturer was not revealed, on the grounds that such information was protected by the Personal Data Protection Act. UMANY continued to say that they strongly condemn the University Malaya Vice Chancellor for making such a shameless statement. The student group accused the management for sacrificing justice, most probably in a final struggle to safeguard whatever remaining reputation the university now holds. Unfortunately, the case that recently surfaced concerning the disgraced lecturer's sexual harassment incident was not the only time students have come forward to report him. In fact, the integrity unit had actually contacted many other students who too became prey to the lecturer's distasteful words and prying hands. This was UM's delayed response. The UM management only demoted the lecturer, and by the time the verdict was given, this lecturer had already retired. The UM student who recently came forward to lodge a police report for her sexual harassment case that took place last year. However, UMANY said that such a punishment would have little effect on the lecturer who still has a high-income payroll to live off the rest of his life comfortably. We simply cannot stomach the fact that the university management failed utterly in giving a verdict that will act as a deterrence for future offenders. It would not even be able to stop the perpetrator from seeking revenge and recommitting the crime again. UMANY points out that this shows a major problem in the university's system as the management refused to go to the police despite the fact that the lecturer had sexually harassed not one, but multiple students of the university. For the sake of upkeeping their reputation. According to the student group, UM's vice chancellor was previously brave enough to lodge police reports against students when they protested against racism. Now the question is, why can't he do the same when students of University Malaya become victims of sexual harassment at the hands of a lecturer? Why cover things up? UMANY calls for immediate action to be taken against Abdul Rahim. UMANY urges such a vice chancellor to resign, to make room for organizational reforms in the Integrity Unit and Disciplinary Committee. Only when the root of the cause is addressed can there be a better change in University Malaya. A third-year student from University Malaya claimed that a senior lecturer had sexually harassed her on the 3rd of June last year. The victim lodged a police report this year after claiming that she failed to get a satisfactory answer from the university's management despite reporting of the sexual harassment case on the 1st of July in 2019. What do you guys think of this call to action? Also read, should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Source, the Malaysian Reserve Source, Malaysia Kini Source, Kini TV Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article. Advertise contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.